I want to welcome everybody here this evening that's joined with us online with the congregation that's gathered here in Times Square in New York City. Thank God for you, and we're going to believe the Lord with you for the miracle that you need. And I know that many this evening are in need of a miracle. I've been spending time today reading the prayer requests that have come in online, and there's so many situations that without God touching you, you're never going to get out of the situation you're in. We know that. You know that. But I have good news for you tonight, that 2,000 years ago in a temple, a man called Jesus Christ got up in a pulpit like this, and he opened the text of the prophet Isaiah, and he read these words. Now, these words could only be fulfilled by the Son of God himself, the Messiah, the one that God was going to send to bring us into freedom. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty," or that means freedom, "to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty," or bring to freedom, "those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, this promise of God to bring freedom from captivity, the treasure of a new life to those who know they are poverty stricken and will never get out of their situation, to bring healing to those whose hearts have been bruised and broken beyond human repair, to give freedom to those who are captivated in their mind, captivated in their body. Whatever their captivation is, they're in a place where they know they can never get out without the strength or power of God. To give back sight to those who can't see a way out of the dilemma they're in. And to give liberty to everyone who's oppressed. And to tell you that this is the moment of your freedom. And this is the proclamation that we make here in this prayer meeting, where we're gathering together tonight with people from 100 nations in this sanctuary and 150 different nations online who've joined with us to pray. We thank God for that with all of our heart. We're going to pray tonight, and we're going to believe that Jesus Christ is going to do what he came to do. That wasn't just a promise for 2,000 years ago. That's a promise for you tonight. So if you're listening online, let that sink deep inside of you. That all maybe you can do is cry out, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me." But when you read the Gospels in the Scripture, you'll see that's all anybody oftentimes could ever pray. They could just say, "Have mercy on me." And he would turn, and suddenly their life was completely transformed by that power which only God has. And if you'll let him tonight touch you, he's going to do something in your life that's going to give you a testimony. It's going to give you a story. It's going to give you a song. You're going to be telling your friends, your family, your neighbor. I was just online. I was praying with a group of people in New York City. And suddenly the power of God touched me. I could feel the power of God come on my life. And these chains that had gripped me, these chains that were threatening to destroy my present, my future, and were grinding my face into my past, I could physically hear them dropping to the floor. And I knew that I had been set free. And he has put a new song in my heart. I met a young man today who just gave his life to the Lord a couple of days ago. And he said, "I feel completely different than the person I used to be. I don't want to do the things that I've been doing for years. They're suddenly gone. Their power over me is broken." And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ will do for you. So don't write yourself off. Don't count yourself out of this victory, this marvelous victory that the Son of God won for you when he died in your place 2,000 years ago on a cross. He paid the price for the wrong that you had done that separated you from God. And then he gave a way to you to walk into the freedom that only those who know him as Lord and Savior can have. Open your heart to his work tonight. This is a very dark moment in history. This might be one of the darkest days we're entering into in the history of all humankind. Things are spiraling quickly out of control. But the good news is that God is never out of control. He knows exactly what he's doing. And his power is here for you tonight. His power, not just a concept about God, not just agreement with a few things of truth, which are great in themselves, but it's His power that will set you free. It's the testimony of God in your life that I was bound, but now I'm free. I was blind, but I can see. I was a captive, but God opened the door supernaturally and let me out. And you begin to tell your friends and your family and people in your community. And watch what God will begin to do. Watch the prayer meetings that will begin to spring up in the least likely of places. For God to answer prayer, it doesn't have to be in a fancy building like this. It can be in your garage, in your backyard. You begin to meet with some of your friends. You begin to pray. Watch what God will begin to do in your community. I'm going to ask Lulie to come, one of our staff. She's going to lead us in prayer in just a moment. But here are some of the requests that have come in. I highlighted them this afternoon just to share them with you. From New York City, please pray for deliverance from severe depression for 3 months. I'm desperate. I need immediate healing. I have no joy and I can't work. And Anisha, I know you're listening tonight to this prayer meeting. We're going to believe for you, but you got to believe for yourself as well. You got to believe with us that Jesus Christ has come to set you free. And you got to get up. If He opens the door, your part is get up and get out and believe God and start singing a song of victory. Adrian in New York City, my friend Camilla and I are in our 20s. We want to break heart ties with guys from our past and be free. And we want our families to be saved as well. Adrian, we're going to pray with you and your friend Camilla. We're going to believe that these old things in your life will pass away and all things will become new and that you will be free. And yes, God will bring into your life what you need in relationship-wise, but He doesn't want you tied to people of the past that are just going to drag you down. He's going to break those ties in your life tonight. Christina from Beverly Hills, California says, I need immediate prayer for my nephew, Michael. He's been living on the streets. He's a drug addict. And Ricardo in Manhattan, I'm a born-again Christian, but backslidden. I'm addicted to drugs and cigarettes. Please pray for my deliverance. Sue from Tucson, Arizona. I'm 82 now, and all my life I've been a gossip and a slanderer. I haven't loved people. Please pray for my salvation. Sue, we're going to pray for you tonight. And God's going to give you a new tongue. He's going to give you a new voice. He's going to give you new things to say. And we're going to see this power of evil speaking broken off of your life. And even though you're 82, He's going to give you a new song. And He's going to give you something new to say. And in the remaining part of your life, remember that when Jesus comes to a place, He saves the best for the last. And your last few years, whatever that amount of time is that you have left, will be something that will bring glory to His name. New York City, praise God. Pray for Benjamin. He's been battling depression. I trust and believe that his breakthrough is coming. Brooklyn, please pray for my 13-year-old nephew who's been bullied at school by multiple kids and keeps saying that he wants to kill himself. From Pennsylvania, terrible financial issues due to gambling. Pray for my deliverance. We're going to pray for you tonight in Pennsylvania and believe that you can be set free from gambling. Norway, Caitlin, 26 years old, lost her mother from cancer and he's denied by his biological father and is depressed, thinking of suicide, addicted to cigarettes, and needs Jesus soon. Here in the U.S., there's somebody texted in or emailed in today and said, if there's someone on this site who knows God and prays, then please pray for me. I'm hurting, I'm suicidal, and I'm wanting to kill. And so I don't know who you are, but we're going to pray that God's going to break that spirit of hell off of your life and give you a desire to want to help and heal others and not hurt them. We're believing for that. But you said if there's anyone who knows how to pray, we know how to pray. And we're going to pray. But you got to pray with us. And you got to believe God with us tonight. From Arizona, Tucson, Debbie, I practice a shamanism type religion with wolf guides and dream catchers. I was adopted and feel very angry and lonely. I'm 56. We're going to pray for you, Debbie. That's hellish what you're involved in. We're going to pray for that prison door to open. You be set free. You give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. You don't have to practice these types of things any longer. You get out of that. That's captivating. That's dark. And God is going to open a door for you tonight. And he's going to allow you to walk into freedom. From Los Angeles, pray for my daughter, Andy. She's suffering from depression. She would turn back to Jesus. She was 33 years old. From San Antonio, Texas, from Bruce, I'm a habitual adulterer. Pray for my salvation and for a genuine love for my wife and kids and to be a godly man. Well, Bruce, you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be godly. And I believe that the Lord brought you here to break that spirit of lust off of your life and to give you a hatred for it. Not just to break it, but to give you a hatred for it. From South Korea, my mother wants to stop performing ancestors' rites, but my uncles, non-Christians, disagree with her. Would you pray for this issue to be solved? We're going to pray for you in South Korea tonight as well. North Brunswick, I'm asking the Lord to deliver my daughter from depression and substance abuse. From here in the U.S., please pray for me. I'm suicidal. I feel like that's the only way I could stop the pain of loneliness, depression, and anger. Please help. I feel unloved. Number one, you're not unloved. God loves you with a love that's so deep, so profound, so powerful. There's nothing in this world compares to it. If you'll open your heart to it tonight, I believe you're going to feel that touch of that love. Bronx, New York, pray for me. All my life I've spoken negative things, have been spoken over me. Pray for those things that were spoken to be broken. God has a new word for you, my friend. And if you'll open your heart to his words, your life is going to be transformed. Texas, I don't want to live anymore. Pray for a miracle. I'm homeless and surrounded by violent people. Texas, I just need somebody to care if I live or I die. I want this abundant life and having peace and knowing that I'm not alone. Alabama, pray for me and my husband. We're having it hard. We lost our son on January 24th. He got shot. We pray for justice. From Virginia, asking prayer for a young lady who suffered physical and emotional trauma, has thoughts of taking her life, and that she would experience the presence of God. And so tonight, folks, I'm going to ask you to lift your heart and lift your hands to the Lord. This is a dark day, but we're praying to the one who is the source of light. He's the source of all life. He holds the keys to freedom and eternity. And we don't come to the throne of God whimpering like poverty-stricken children tonight. We're invited to the throne of God as sons and daughters of God. And he himself said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, I don't know what kind of reward you're looking for, but I'm looking for the reward of seeing freedom in somebody else's life. I'm looking for God to take these people who are wanting to commit suicide and to raise them up and to make them evangelists in the kingdom of God. I'm looking for those who are bound by substances and by experiences of the past to be set free and to be given a message that can only come from God and be given power that can only come from God. I'm looking for another Pentecost in this generation, for God to take the marginalized, the addicted, and the weak, and the foolish things of this world, and to raise up a testimony of who he is one more time. I'm looking one more time for a people who will be taken out of the mud and the mire of this world and set upon a rock and given a new song of praise to God that people will see and fear and begin to turn to the Lord. I'm looking for an awakening in this and other nations. I'm looking for an end time harvest for the kingdom of God. I'm looking for the name of Jesus Christ to be glorified again in our generation. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. No matter how down, how dark, how deep, how long the struggle has been, God is able. God who created the universe. God who broke the chains of sin. God who said on a cross, it is finished. God is able to give freedom. God is able to give the victory. God is able tonight. And so we lift our hearts and we lift our voices in faith tonight. We lift our voices believing that he is and he will answer us as we pray. We lift our voices and believe that he will just be who he is. Everywhere he traveled on this earth, people were healed. Everywhere he walked, the blind saw. The wounded in heart were healed. The dead were raised. Miracles happen. Storms cease. Everywhere he is, the miraculous begins to happen. Hallelujah. He said to Martha, did I not tell you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Well, I believe with all my heart tonight, and I'm ready to see the glory of God. Let's lift our voices as Luli leads us in prayer tonight, and let's believe for deliverance for those who need a miracle tonight.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, because we know that we hear that you hear us tonight, Lord God. That you know every single person that submitted a prayer, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. Deliverance for so many things, Lord God, for cigarettes, from drugs, Lord God, from the tormenting thoughts of suicide, Lord God, from adultery, Lord God, from sexual sins, oh God. Father, but we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I ask, oh God, that they would seek you out, Lord God, that they would pray to you, Lord Jesus. You are waiting for them to ask because you are wanting to answer, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would show them that you are God and that apart from you, there is no other. That 2,000 years ago, Lord God, you hung on that cross for them, Lord God. You bore every addiction. You bore every tormenting thought, Lord God. No cigarette, no drug, nothing, Lord, is greater than you, Lord God. I pray for deliverance tonight, Lord God. I pray that you would set people free. If you're out there in your house or if you're here tonight and you have something that's keeping you captive, I pray that you would cry out to God and you would ask for him to deliver you because he wants to answer you. Oh God, you said all things are possible through God. You said that nothing is impossible for you. You died, Lord Jesus, to set us free. Lord God, none of these things, oh God, are going to hold us captive, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do it, Lord God. Psalm 107 says, and they cried out in their distress, and you sent forth your word, Lord God, and you healed them, Lord God. Set people free, Lord God. Those who are thinking about suicide, know that you are loved by God, that you are precious to him, that he knew you before you were even born, that he knit you together in your mother's womb, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he called you by name before you even were, and that you belong to him, that you are loved and precious in his sight. Oh, I pray for those who are addicted to cigarettes and to drugs, to sexual sin, to anything that is keeping you bound. Believe that your God is greater. Call out in the name of the one, Lord God, who can save you. Oh, Jesus, give them a revelation right now of who you are. Just cry out the name of Jesus. It is the only name by which we can be saved. And you will see, the Bible says that the Spirit of God will set you free. And those whom the Son set free, and free indeed. And Father, I pray for testimonies, just like Pastor Carter was saying. I pray that you would raise evangelists that out of drug addicts, Lord God, and people who are addicted to cigarettes and people who are thinking of taking their lives tonight, Lord God, I pray that you would raise evangelists and apostles and teachers. Lord God, raise up those mothers that are struggling, the fathers that are struggling, the wayward children, the teenagers, oh God, who can't, Lord God, who have succumbed to peer pressure, Lord God. Turn them back to you, Lord God. Turn their faces back to you and show them, Lord God, that there is hope, that you have a plan for their lives, oh God, and it's a plan to prosper them, Lord God, and not to harm them, to give them hope and an expected end. Lord Jesus, because in you there is hope, and no weapon formed against us is ever going to prosper. And I thank you, Lord, because you will do it. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to ask Michael St. Gerard if he'd come and lead us in this prayer. And this is one that's a little bit different from a gentleman in Colorado. And he says, I'm a pastor through education. Pray that the Lord will do a deep work in my heart to become a lover of the Bible and to become a shepherd. You know, we're living in a generation where many people who are in pulpits in this nation, some are called, some are not. Many just came through a system of schooling, a system of understanding theological concepts, sent out a resume, and they ended up in pulpits. And because in America, we've not had a genuine fear of the Lord. You know, if you had a genuine fear of the Lord, you never would want to be behind this pulpit unless God's called you here. And without a fear of God, men and women end up behind pulpits who are not, they don't belong there. They're good people. And they do want knowledge, they want scriptural knowledge, but they're not called of God. And it's a very dangerous place if a person is not called of God, because the whole concept is all just
theological, all just nice little things about God, but no real word from Him, no real passion for Him, no real shepherd's heart for the people of God, no courage to confront that which would destroy people. And those that are not called, you can really quite often identify them because they just want the people to love them. They'll do anything in their power to get the people to love them. But called men and women of God care more about you than what you think of them. That's the mark of the shepherd. Pastor David said, one time I'd rather you get mad at me and go home and be transformed than like me and end up in hell. That's the mark of a shepherd, folks. And so this man is crying out. This man found this prayer meeting. I hope you're with us tonight, sir, because if you are, we're going to pray that God answer your cry, that He really will make you a lover of His Word, a lover of the Word of God, not just a student of the Word of God, but a lover of the Word of God, because this is a living book that we study and bring to God's people. And to become a shepherd, a genuine shepherd, and to have the courage, my friend, if you're not called, to get out of the pulpit and find out what you are called to do. But don't be in the pulpit if you're not called there. It's a dangerous place for you and for the people that you lead. And let's pray, God, give us shepherds in this nation again. Give us men and women of God. People who go into the place of prayer by themselves and they talk to God and they study the Word of God and they get a message from God and they bring it to the people of God. And the evidence of that is the people of God grow in grace and in knowledge, and they change, as the Bible says, from what they are into what God has called them to be. That's the evidence. And if there is no evidence of that, then tragically, people have to have the courage to step aside and let those who are called come in and begin to touch the things of God. For the people's sake and for Christ's sake, we have to pray. But let's pray for the pastors of this nation. God Almighty, touch the pastors of this nation again. Men and women, there's no way we should be preaching to empty churches in this country, especially at this time, being as dark as it is. There needs to be a touch of God's presence again come into the heart of every minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to get away from dullness and on one side and craziness on the other, and to find again the cross of Jesus Christ to begin to be able to preach with the power of God behind it and the compassion of God behind it. I thank God for that with all my heart. Michael, come lead us in this prayer. And everybody here, if you lift your hands, lift your heart and your voice to God, let's pray for the pastors of this nation. Amen.
Oh, Lord, Father God, Lord, the harvest is white, Father God. The fields are white, Father God. And so many, Father God, crying out, Father God. Lord, for leaders and fathers, Father God. Lord Jesus, we lift up this brother that rode in, Father God. And I ask, Father God, Lord, with everyone in this house, Father God, agreeing, Lord Jesus, that You'd raise up this man, Father God. Give him a heart for His people, Father God. Give him ears to hear, Father God. Give him eyes to see, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, Lord, I saw a study of so many pastors around the world, Father God, who don't even believe You anymore, Father God. Lord, they're disappointed, Lord Jesus. Unanswered prayer and all kinds of problems, Lord, they get bogged down. And Father God, they've come to a place they no longer believe, and yet they still preach. They're still up at pulpits, Father God. Lord, I say, Father God, Lord, we cry out and ask, Lord Jesus, Father God, that You'd light fires again, Father God. Return these men and women, Father God, to their true love, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord God, for congregations, Lord, to pray for their leaders, pray for their pastors, Father God. Lord God, let no one, Father God, get to the finish line with no light in their torch, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that You'd anoint, Father God, again, these men who've grown dark, who've grown weary, who've grown empty. Father God, fill them again, Lord Jesus. Fill them again, Lord Jesus. Father God, give them a heart for the sheep, Father God. You call us, Lord Jesus, to feed Your sheep, Lord God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that You'd fill the leaders. Fill us, Lord God, that we can fill those, Father God, who You'd put before us, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray for every pulpit in this country and around the world, Father God. Lord, that you'd protect it, Father God. Let none of us, Father God, say, thus saith the Lord, and you haven't spoken. Father God, let us hear from you, Lord Jesus, in this dark hour, Father God. There are many that stand behind pulpits, Father God, and lead their congregations to hell, and they lead their congregations in the path of the Antichrist. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, you'd bring conviction, Father God. Bring your word, Lord Jesus. Father, speak to the men and women standing behind pulpits, Father God. Lord, I pray for those who are preaching a false doctrine, who are preaching a false gospel in this hour. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father God, Lord, you'd stifle their lips lest they cause one of these little ones to go astray, Father God. Lord Jesus, clean up your pulpits. Clean up the church, Father God. Clean up the leaders, Father God, both great and small, Father God. Those who have great ministries, Father God, that preach a false doctrine. Lord Jesus, these doctrines that go around the world, Father God, and deceive many, Father God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that your truth would prevail. We pray, Father God, that your truth would prevail, Father God, and send a clear word. Church, agree with me tonight. Agree with me tonight, Father God. Lord Jesus. Church, agree with me tonight that God's true word would prevail in this dark hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Clean up the pulpits, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for the pastor. I pray for the pastor, Lord God, who's discouraged tonight. And ready to give up, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, for all the Feet New York churches, Father God. I pray for the pastors, Lord, of the Feet New York churches, Lord. Many of them, Father God, discouraged, Father. Many of them can't pay rent, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father God, Lord, you would encourage them, Father God, tonight, Lord God. Touch them with a fresh touch, Lord Jesus. Those who are ready, Lord God, to walk away. Lord, those that are supposed to walk away, Lord, we pray that they'll be obedient, Lord. But the vast majority, Father God, who've just lost the will and no longer, Father God, have that fire and that zeal for the lost, I pray, Father God, they'd crack open your word again, Lord God, and you'd speak to them in this hour, Lord. In your precious name we pray, and we're all in agreement tonight. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. There's a thought in my heart that just suggests something to that same effect. And that is that the Lord has done such a work in us that it bears repeating. And what I mean by that is, for us as Christian people, there is a word that God has spoken over our lives. And that word is that we are clean, that we are pure, that we have been made whole, that we have been given new life. But unfortunately, there is an enemy of our souls who is constantly trying to take that word that God has given us and to cause us to begin to believe another word, cause us to begin to believe a word that suggests that we have no power to resist temptation, that we have no strength to overcome the pressures of life. And the thing about that other word that comes, that word from our adversary, is that it is perpetually repeated. In other words, when you walk down the street, you see billboards that remind you of that word that the enemy has tried to infuse into your life. He tries to tell you that you lack, that you don't look good enough, that you don't make enough money, that you are not the best you that you can be, and all those other things. But his tactic, whether it's through media, whether it's through the education systems of our generation, or whether it's through the things that you've been told all your life, maybe things you've been told since you were a child, the devil's tactic is to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. But God has given us a word that bears repeating. God has said something to us, and he gives us the option of either hearing it, internalizing it, and keeping it silent, or he gives us the option of hearing it in a whisper and shouting it from the rooftops. Now, there is a process by which a whisper becomes a shout. And that process is through repetition. It seems that the more we say what God says, the more we confess that God is true and that every other voice is a lie, the more we acknowledge it, the more we verbally repeat it, the more we tell it to each other, the more we testify to one another, the more we testify to the lost, the more we speak it in prayer, the more we speak it to our own flesh and say to our own fears and doubts, why are you downcast, O my soul? Trust in God. The more we speak these words, the more power, the more momentum, the more strength they begin to take on. The more we repeat it, every time the devil tries to repeat his mantra over and over again, we shout the word of the Lord and we remind the enemy that God is true and every other voice is a lie. The more we repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, God is true, God is faithful, God is just, God is holy, God is love, God is power, God is strength, God is healing, God is worthy of praise, worthy of honor, worthy of majesty, worthy of dignity. The more we repeat these truths, a whisper matures little by little, day by day, issue by issue, circumstance by circumstance, trial by trial, test by test, a whisper becomes a shout. And we get the shouting from the rooftop. And we get the shouting from the depths of our soul. We get the shouting that God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. We get the shouting because we choose to repeat every time the enemy throws a volley at us, we just slam it right back. Hallelujah. 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 We give glory to God because that is our prerogative. We bless the Lord because he's given us grace to do so. We repeat his words, and as we do, they gain momentum. They begin to snowball. They get bigger. They get stronger. They get more powerful. Not only enough to help us, but enough to share. Hallelujah. Enough to give. Enough to break and say, brother, you need a little bit of this. You need to hear this. You need to know this. You need to be reminded of this, that God is good. God is just. God is holy, God is faithful, God is all powerful, God is all knowing, God is all healing, God is all loving. God deserves to be praised in this generation. And we choose to repeat his word. We choose to bear witness to his goodness. Now I'm going to ask Misty if she would come and pray. I'm going to ask her to simply bear witness to the goodness of God. I'm going to ask her to pray that men and women join in as they join in her songs when she sings, that they join in with this idea that if I just bear witness to the goodness of God and just repeat it again and again, not some empty mantra. No. We just talk about him the same way you and I did and the same way you and I do when we fall in love and when we know that this person is the one and we know, but this is much, much greater than that. We start talking about that one that we love and we start bragging on him and we start boasting on him. And if anybody tries to tell us a lie about him, we say, oh no, you don't know. Let me tell you what he's like. Let me tell you what he's done. Let me tell you who he is. Let me tell you why I love him so. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord. We're going to boast on our Jesus and we're going to bear witness to his goodness. Hallelujah.
Lord, I come before you, God, even as I pray for my own sister, Whisper, God. I pray for every person here and every person listening, God, that one day she and all of us, God, would have that shout, God. Lord, that we have dwelt on your word, not just read it, but believed it, God. That every truth we have believed for our families and our friends that don't know you, Lord, that are struggling under a weight of sin or depression, God, or anything that would hold them back from you, God. We believe, Lord, because we repeat your word, not just out loud, God, but in our heart of hearts, God. And we choose to trust you, God. Lord, that your promises are true because you are faithful and true. You, God, are good. That is who you are. You're faithful. It's who you are. God, we call you faithful and true. That is your person, your very being, not just something that you do, but we believe you, God. We believe you, God, that you sent your son to save us, God. Every single one of us, God, that you ransomed us for yourself, my God, that we would not have to live under the weight of sin and death, God, but we can believe your word. Lord, when we're tired, God, and when we've lost courage and lost passion, God, help us to hold to your word. Holy Spirit, quicken us, God. Quicken us in the morning. Quicken us at night. Quicken us when we're tired and we're lonely, God. Quicken us when we're afraid, my God. Holy Spirit, help us to hold on to your word, to read the Psalms, to read every promise that you've given us, that our whole household will be saved, that, Lord, we are free because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Even as Pastor Carter said, you said it is finished, and we stand on that promise. We stand on that reality, Lord, that you, because of your blood, Jesus, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And even as we were thinking about it during the day, God, you said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And it's not because we are righteous. We are not righteous except because of the blood of Jesus. And so every person who has trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you will deliver us out of them all. Thank you, God. Help our whisper become a shout today, God. And Lord, I pray, God, you'll quicken us, Holy Spirit, Lord, that we would shout your praises. And even as we lift our voices in song, God, that we would, as Pastor Will says, it's a duet with you, God. Lord, you sing over us, you sing with us, God. And you are holding on to us to the very end. You will never leave us or forsake us, God. And we do have a very great reward. That is you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. Hallelujah.
Earlier this afternoon, a group of the staff members got together, and we got together just to pray. One of the things that came up in that time of prayer was the serious epidemic we have with drug addiction in our city. And primarily speaking, Staten Island currently right now has the greatest problem right now in our city as a whole with heroin addiction. It has become a serious epidemic, and I want to pray for freedom from drug addiction this evening. And I want to just lift up just too, in this time, just our entire city and the surrounding areas. You'd be surprised, but there's a great problem with heroin addiction in the suburbs around New York City. And maybe you know someone tonight who's addicted to drugs. But I believe that as we have been going through tonight, that the word freedom keeps rising up. And there truly is going to be a shout at the end of this service, because we're believing God for freedom. Could you do this with me? Could you break up, if you're comfortable with this, to break up in groups of just maybe three or four. And let's gather together and let's lift up our voice. Let's put up a shout, a cry unto our Lord for freedom tonight from drug addiction. That he would break, in the power of who God is, he would break this addiction of heroin and other drugs. Let's lift up our voice tonight. Hallelujah. God, we cry out to you. We come before you, Lord God, as a church. We come before you, Lord God, as a people. Lord, knowing that only you can do it. You, God, have all authority and power. You have the power, oh God, to break the addiction. We lift up our voice, oh God, to you. Lord God, we cry out for the people in Staten Island tonight. We cry out to you, Lord God, that you would go forth right now, Lord Jesus, into the streets and the neighborhoods, into the homes right now, and that you would break the addiction of heroin. We come against it right now. We raise up a standard right now, oh Lord God. We lift up our voice to you. We declare you, Lord God, the one and only who has the power to save, the power to heal, the power to break chains, to set the captives free from this drug addiction. Lord God, we come against the enemy. We push back the enemy's plan, Lord God, to hold this city in bondage and drug addiction, heroin addiction, cocaine addiction, weed addiction. We come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, for a breakthrough in the suburbs right now. Lord God, we recognize that young children, Lord God, in their loneliness, in their boredom, in their complacency, have taken up this drug of heroin. And we cry out to you, Lord God, for freedom in the name of Jesus. We cry out for breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask for your spirit to move into homes, Lord God, homes where there's been addiction for years. Addiction with fathers, addiction with mothers. And we ask, Lord God, that you would do a miracle right now in the home. Do a miracle, oh God, right now in the homes. Lord God, so many churches and so many families have quit. We've quit in our prayer time. We've quit believing. But God, I pray that you would stir up our faith once again right now. Stir up our faith to believe. To believe, God, that this is salvation tonight in this hour for those that have been addicted. Lord God, we believe right now that you can break the chains of addiction. Lord God, that you can do the miraculous, Lord Jesus. Lord God, meet these young people right now where they are at. Prove yourself real and able, Lord God, to set them free. I pray that they would stir up their hearts right now, Lord God. That they would cry out to you. That you would show yourself real, oh God, in this hour. Oh God, be victorious right now in the city. Be victorious right now in every borough. Be victorious right now in every home, oh God. Oh, show yourself faithful, Lord God, right now. We cry freedom, Lord Jesus. Freedom, Lord God, freedom right now. Lord, we cry out to you. Devil, you cannot have your way with our young people. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our young people right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, your great name, Lord God. You have the power to deliver. You have the power to set the captives free. God, I come against the spirit of boredom, the spirit of addiction, The spirit of pride, I come against it. That every young person tonight would recognize that they need a Savior. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you in advance for victory. We thank you, Lord God, in advance for breakthrough. We thank you in advance for the testimonies that are going to come forth. The testimony of freedom. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because this heroin epidemic, it is not too big for you. It is not impossible with you, Lord God, to break it. And so out of it, Lord God, we declare a testimony of new life, a testimony of freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we ask for an awakening in our city. We ask for an awakening in our city that those that are dead in sin would come alive in Christ Jesus. We ask for your resurrection power to move across our city. We ask for your resurrection power to stir up the hearts of the dead, that there would be resurrection life that would move across our city. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, we pray this. We pray, oh Father, that you would stir our hearts in a radical way. Stir our hearts, Lord God, in such a way that even at times, Lord God, when we're on our way and doing what we would want to do, that we would stop and reach out to those that are lost. That God, you would quicken us and that you would open up our mouths. That, Lord God, that we would not just simply pass by strangers anymore, but we would stop in the authority and in the power that you've given us through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that we would stop strangers on the street and we would turn to them and say, you can be free in the name of Jesus. Give us that boldness, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Before we close with the victory song tonight, would be remiss, I think, if we didn't take a moment to pray for this nation, to pray for our government. There's a prophet in Scripture that in prayer said, Lord, to us belongs confusion of face. The prophet recognized that the people of God, the nation at that time, had turned away from the ways of God. When you turn away from God, confusion is the inevitable result. We're living in a generation that there's confusion at every conceivable level. We've lost our identity. We've lost our way as a people, as a nation. And it's a tragic thing to sit and to witness it. Unless you understand that God is calling us back to himself and will not let us escape the confusion until we turn back to where the source of true knowledge is and true thought and true victory is. And my prayer is, God Almighty, would you touch our leaders? Would you touch our Senate? Would you touch our Congress? Would you touch the Supreme Court? Would you touch those who govern this nation, God, and give us a humility, the humility to admit that we've gone astray, the humility to admit that we've turned away from truth. And because of it, we're confused. And we're becoming known as a confused nation. God is peeling away the curtain of our deluded self-image and showing us and the world what we really are as a nation. But I thank God with all my heart. David the psalmist said, but there's mercy with thee that thou mayest be feared. There's mercy with God. And I thank God for that with all my heart. I do. I do. And if we will turn, if we will begin to pray, we can have our vision back again. God can begin to touch our society. It will take humility. And if we don't humble ourselves before God, God will humble us before himself. But we have a moment where we can reflect, a moment where we can think. And let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray with all of our heart. God, turn us back to truth again. Turn us away from foolishness. And turn us to that which really is an anchor and really matters. I'm going to ask Brother Chooks Ubu to come and lead us in this prayer. He is a former diplomat at the United Nations from overseas in Africa and a wonderful man of God who's been an elder in this church very dependable, very godly man. He understands government. And I believe that if we lift our voices with him tonight, that God can answer our prayer and give us a moment of reviving as a nation and as a people. Would you join your hearts, your hands with this brother as he leads us in prayer this evening?
Jesus Christ, you've called us as a church, O God, to stand this day, Jesus, lifting up the leadership of this nation unto you. That you'll be able to touch the president of this nation. That you'll be able to touch every member of the staff, O God, of White House, O God, Jesus. You'll be able to touch every advisor, Jesus Christ, O God, who comes around our president, O God. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you have the power, Jesus Christ, to turn hearts back to you, O God. And begin to move Jesus Christ powerfully and supremely, O God. That all members of the Legislative Assembly, O God, that they will begin to know that Jesus Christ, that you alone have the power. Because power belongs to you, Jesus. Begin to touch Jesus Christ, our senators, O God. Begin to touch Jesus Christ, members of Congress, O God, Jesus. Begin to touch, O God, the state governors, O God. Jesus Christ, begin to touch the mayors, O God. Oh, Holy Father, we want to thank you. Let the fear of God once again be known in this nation. Let leaders once again begin to kneel down before you, Jesus, and acknowledging you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, O God. Let them once again be dependent upon you, Jesus, to guide and protect this nation, O God. Because it's not going to be by power, it's not going to be by might, it's going to be by the power of your Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you can call us, O God, as a church to pray for this nation. Father, you've been so good to us in this nation. You've been so faithful to us, O God. We can see your love all over this nation. We can see your protection over this nation. Jesus Christ, have mercy. Have mercy once again. Let your name be proclaimed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Touch us, O God, even in this church. Touch us, Jesus. Let our eyes, O God, be upon you, O God. Jesus, we want to thank you, we want to honor you, O God. For you have called us, O God, and we want to honor you, we want to thank you. We want to glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, let God's people say, amen.
I want to thank everybody who's joined with us online this evening from around the world, and God bless you and God keep you. And I trust that you've found freedom this evening as we've prayed and believed God. We're living at a crisis moment in history right now, and we are believing for freedom and for victory. But I want to close with a different song tonight. It's been on my heart this evening. In America, we know it as the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I'd like to sing that with all of our hearts this evening. And there's a line in it. Second verse says, in the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on, I believe that with all my heart. I want to encourage you tonight to sing it with all of your might. Sing it with all of your heart. Let it be your own personal anthem. Oh God, your truth is marching on, but your truth, as we heard from Pastor William tonight, inhabits a body of people. And so let not your truth be hidden in my life. Give me the boldness. Give me the courage to speak. Give me the courage to stand. Give me the courage, oh God Almighty, to go through whatever door you set before me. As impossible as it may look for me, But God, give me the courage, if you open it, to walk through it. And give me the passion and power to believe that as hopeless as it looks, a difference can be made. All it takes is one person to believe. I don't care how many tens of thousands stand against the truth of God. It just takes one person to believe and everything can change. History proves it over and over and over and over again. When the situation looks the worst, when it's the most hopeless, God one more time finds a person, somebody, a body, somebody somewhere who believes him, who will walk with him. And will defy the odds when there are 100,000 to one and walk into the midst of the battle. He finds a David who will face a Goliath. He finds a Gideon who will face an army. He finds a Moses who will face a Pharaoh. He finds an Esther who will face a king. Always, always throughout history, it's the same. It does repeat itself. And let it be you and I that God finds in this generation. You and I that will make a difference in our community. You and I that will be the catalyst to bring change into our home and into our families. You and I that will find ourselves in places we never dreamed we would be and doing things that only God could be doing through us. You and I that will be the key to a door to people's freedom in the thousands and perhaps in the tens and hundreds of thousands. You and I that will pray and go into that secret place and believe God when nobody else seems willing any longer to believe him. Oh, I thank God for that with all my heart. You and I that will sing our song when everyone else is singing the blues, we'll have a song of praise unto our God that people will see and begin to trust in God again. Let it be your anthem tonight. His truth is marching on through my life. And I'm not going to let people die on my watch. While I'm here, I'm not going to let them end up in hell while I stand in silence. By God's grace and power within me, I will be a soldier in the kingdom of God. I will speak for my God. I will do what God calls me to do. Let's sing it with all of our heart tonight. From here in New York City, we want you that are with us tonight live from around the world to know that you're not alone. No matter what your situation is, you're not alone. You're part of a much larger body of believers in Jesus Christ. And we're going to fight this fight while we remain on the earth. But soon and very soon, a trumpet is going to sound and Jesus is coming for his church. The dead in Christ are going to rise, and we who are alive and remain will be gathered together with them. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Be encouraged. You're not alone. And you won't be alone for all of eternity. We're going to meet you in the air on the way up. And thanks be to God, till that day, we're going to fight for the souls of men and for the glory of God with everything God gives us to fight with. Please tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter and all the other things that are out there. Tell your friends about this prayer meeting. God is answering prayer. Tell them to come in. They don't have to be a Christian. Just tell them to come in and just watch this prayer meeting and pray with us and see what God will do in each of their lives. We're going to turn the cameras around. And now from New York City, we want to say to everybody online, God bless you. We love you. Good night to you. See you next week. Same time, same place, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. His truth is marching on.